has freedom. Online and across the world, this is Irish Radio.
Hi everybody, it's Patrick Feeney here.
Hi, this is Robert Mazzeo.
Hi folks, I'm Dominic Kerwin.
Hi, Trudy Lawler here.
This is Margot.
Hello, this is Ray Ryan.
Hi, it's Louise Morrissey here.
Hi everyone, it's Barry Kerwin here.
Hello, this is Michael English.
Hello everyone, this is Jimmy Buckley.
Hi, this is Michael O'Brien.
Hi, Simon Casey here.
Hello everybody, this is Mary Duff here.
Hi folks, this is Nathan Carter.
Hello, Frank McCaffrey here.
Hello, this is Paddy O'Brien.
Hey guys, it's Johnny Brady here.
Hello there, this is Daniel O'Donnell here.
Stand by. John Lawler has entered the studio.
Best music on Irish radio.
Oh, yeah.
With John Lawler.
Hello there, and a very good afternoon to you. Welcome along, Irish Radio, for this Sunday afternoon. Kicking us off, the brilliant sound of Jerry Kane and Steve Farlow.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine tooth comb. I was soft inside, there was something going on.
You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart with that something going on.
Tender love is blind, it requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation. We'll ride it together, aha. Making love with each other, aha. Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other, aha. From one lover to another, aha.
I can live without you if the love was strong. Everything is nothing, and you got no one, and you just walk in the night slowly. Side of the real thing. But that won't happen to us, and we got no doubt. Too deep in love, and we got no way out. And the message is clear, this could be the year for the real thing. No more will you cry. One in love forever, we can ride it together, ah-ha. Making love with each other, ah-ha. Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other, ah-ha.
Sail away.
Oh, come sail away with me.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world, and we rely on each other, ah-ha. From one lover to another, ah-ha. Islands in the stream, that is what we are. No one in between, how can we be wrong?
Fantastic voice there of Jerry Kane and Steve Farlow. Islands in the stream. Originally done back in 1983 by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, of course. Well, a very good afternoon to you folks. Irish Radio it is for this Sunday afternoon. Usual things coming up on the programme are 3 from 1 at 2, featuring a well-known artist and hopefully one of your favourite artists too, and playing you the best in country and Irish music here on Irish Radio between now and 3 o'clock, hopefully playing some of your favourite songs as well. And this young man being no exception, the brilliant Michael English.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can't never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you'll come and see me in the movie. Then I know that you will plainly see the biggest fool that's ever hit the big time. And all I gotta do is act naturally. Before it rained, took us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana, was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sung up every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a fool for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging round. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool who's blind and just can't see. Oh, she's not like me. She's out and fancy free, flirting with the boys and all her charms. Ah, but I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms. Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new. I thought of everything from me.
Radio, Your station for the best in country and Irish music.
Boolia and the Bog, otherwise known as the Ratland Bog, of course. Quite a famous tune from the good old Emerald Isle. Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon, you're very welcome along. Now, did you know that the albatross is a large bird that can go for years without landing? They spend their first 6 years of their life flying over the ocean without even touching the ground. And did you know there's a road in Rome in Italy that was built in 312 BC and it's still in use today, believe it or not. Wow, how amazing is that? It must have took an awful lot of maintenance over the years and a lot of time to do it as well, I'm sure, and a lot of money. Can you imagine all that concrete and whatever they used to use to surface roads back in the day? I think they were probably cobbled roads back then, weren't they? Certainly in a lot of roads here in the UK, they were all cobbled back in the day. If anybody watches Coronation Street, the roads in Coronation Street are all cobbled. So it gives you a, I suppose, a bit of a flavour of what it was like back then. But yeah, there you go. And they were the same in London, but obviously now they're all tarmac and all that sort of stuff. And so you can see how it's evolved over the years. And did you also know that now more than 86,000 people in Japan who are over 100 years old? So there you go. That's the place to go if you want to live long. Japan. There's, as I say, there's over 86,000 people who are over 100 years old. So I wonder what their secret is to longevity. There you go. And did you know that you actually see with your brain and not your eyes? Yes, believe it or not. Our eyes actually function like a camera and capturing light and sending the data back to the brain. So the brain interprets what you're seeing. So, in other words, your eyes, although they see what you're seeing, they don't know what you're seeing, if that makes sense. It's actually your brain that interprets what you are seeing, and obviously that's how you come to know what you're seeing. There you go. I bet some of you didn't know that one, eh? I didn't know it myself, actually. But now I think about it, it's true, I suppose, because you know, how can your eyes know what you're seeing? Because, you know, your eyes haven't got a brain in them, obviously. So it's your actual brain that interprets what you are seeing. Oh, it's interesting stuff, isn't it? Who knew? Who knew, eh? Anyway, if you've just joined us, you're very welcome along Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. Here's the Murphys, the boys from Killybegs.
Hills round the coast of Donegal, and the fishermen are hardy, brave and free, and the big Atlantic swell is a thing they know quite well, as they fight to take a living from the sea. With the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all rising gently to the foam, when the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town, and the boys from Killybegs come rolling home. You put on your rubber boots, and you got your oilskins on, and you check your gear to see if it's okay, and your jumper keeps you warm, for it's cold before the dawn, and you're ready to begin another day. With the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all rising gently through the foam, when the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town, and the boys from Killybegs come rolling home. Well, you're headed out to sea, and the wind is blowing free, and you cast your nets as rain begins to fall, but the sun comes riding high, and the cloud will soon roll by, and tonight we just might make a bumper haul. With the pleasant rolling sea and the herring running free, and the fleet all rising gently through the foam, when the boats are loaded down, they'll be singing in the town, and the boys from Killybegs come rolling home.
best of country and Irish music right here on your favorite station, Irish Radio.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. In the warm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Samantha, dear, I hope you're feeling fine. And it won't be long until I'm with you all the time. But until then, I'll spend my money up right down to my last dime. Oh, 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 and Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Fantastic. Brilliant sound of Garth Brooks and Calling Baton Rouge, a country music song written by Dennis Lind and has been recorded by many other artists since its composition, but it was notably recorded by American country singer and songwriter Garth Brooks, whose version was a chart-topping single back in the 1990s. Absolutely brilliant version there. Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. If you've just joined us, you're very welcome along.
Irish Radio, 24 hours a day, the best in music.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Worked hard for a living, the same as you and me. But when the weekend comes around, I know where he would be. Hear that lonesome fiddle ring in the song that he would sing.
Hallelujah,
was mighty hard down there and hurt. He never got so far. He stopped off in the beach by
and he did a lot of love. I did a lot of love.
Living with
the dark. When a Friday comes around, you hear poor Seamus call, "Hallelujah, has he loved us?"
Sound of Eddie Carey, Murphy's Bar, absolutely brilliant stuff. Irish Radio, you're very welcome along. John Lawler taking you through till 3 o'clock this afternoon, and two in a row from the fantastic Daniel O'Donnell coming up right after this.
Best music on Irish Radio,
oh, yeah.
With John Lawler.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, telephone 020-8965-4563. 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, telephone 020-7639-3095. And 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6, telephone 020-7624-2204. Free parking in Kilburn all day Saturday, open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Rye Lane, Peckham, open 7 days a week. Always a massive selection of the finest quality meats and all Irish goods. Prime Irish roasting beef. Now stocking Limerick hams and cooked Limerick hams. Hart's Irish Meat Market, 2 Park Parade, Harleston, Northwest 10, 59 Rye Lane, Peckham, Southeast 15, and 209 Kilburn High Road, Northwest 6.
Hart's Irish Meat Market.
The most convenient way to shop to fill your cupboard and fridge with your favourite Irish brands is online from youririshshop.com, who will deliver direct to your door Barry's Tea, Kimberley Biscuits, Tatoes, Flavin's Porridge, Clonakilty Fresh Produce, Irish Cheeses, Jams and much more. Follow the link to youririshshop.com on our website irishradio.org.
Keep your finger on the pulse on the latest Irish news, sport and entertainment by The Irish World every Wednesday. Visit us at theirishworld.com and become a fan on Facebook. Call 0208 453 7800 for more information. The team would love to hear from you.
Take the hassle out of moving with www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. Always reliable and trustworthy. Whether you're moving from the UK to Ireland or Ireland to the UK or indeed anywhere in Europe, it must be www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Pre-clearance, customs paperwork guaranteed, fully insured. Be it a house removal, deliveries or a single item contact, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone this Irish number 089 484 0140. Personally procured move and agent supplied, Brexit certified. They will pack it, rack it and stack it. Full storage facilities available in Ireland. A service you can trust, www.countytocountyremovals.ie. Telephone Irish number 089 484 0140. From the UK, it's 00353-89-484-0140. Email countytocountyremovals@gmail.com.
Oh, we're the Joyce Country Caliban.
DJ Liz Mallett here. Please join me for my new show every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the best in country music right here on irishradio.org.
RSVP Magazine, celebrating country music in Ireland for over 10 years, with regular interviews in our monthly mag and weekly updates on RSVP Live. We've now added the RSVP Country Music Special, dedicated to the country music industry, featuring the songwriters who create the music, the country stars who perform it, and the radio presenters who play it. RSVP Country delivers the latest country music news, hot new releases, classic country hits, and upcoming gigs. RSVP Country, Ireland's number one for country music, past, present, and future.
The best of country and Irish music, right here on your favorite station, Irish Radio.
Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love between us? Can you feel it growing in the garden of our dreams? Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love between us? Like one of those old stories up there on the silver screen. Life is full of ups and downs, we've both had our share. Through it all, our love keeps getting stronger. Many ways our world has changed, but only for the better, as we watch our love grow from day to day. Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love between us? Can you feel it growing in the garden of our dreams? Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love between us? Like one of those old stories up there on the silver screen. As we face into the future, I know there will be days we will need each other there to lean on. Thankful in the good times, together through the bad. Whatever comes, our love will see us through. Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love between us? Can you feel it growing in the garden of our dreams? Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love between us? Like one of those old stories up there on the silver screen. Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love between us? Can you feel it growing in the garden of our dreams? Can you feel the love? Can you feel the love between us? Like one of those old stories up there on the silver screen. It is something wonderful. Can you feel the love?
Hello there, this is Daniel O'Donnell here, and you're listening to the best of Irish and country music with John Lawler on Irish Radio.
On a warm summer's evening, a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring at the window, at the darkness. The boredom overtook us. He began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life of reading people's faces, knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet. His face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You gotta know when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money
when you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows the secret to surviving, knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner, and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. When he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. Somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You've got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You've got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You've got to know when to hold him, know when to fold him, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Oh, two great songs there from the boy from Donegal himself, the one and only Daniel O'Donnell. Can You Feel the Love, which we kicked off with, and The Gambler, originally done, of course, by the great Kenny Rogers. Absolutely brilliant version there from Daniel. Irish Radio, hope you're well. John Lawler taking you through till 3 o'clock this afternoon, playing you the very best in country and Irish music. Hopefully some of your favourite songs as well. Now, this particular musical I went to see for the first time many, many years ago. And the main dancer in the show was doing his last show, because he's now retired. And I had the privilege of meeting him as well after the show. And that was actually the first time I'd seen it live. And I have to admit, it was absolutely fantastic. And the dancer in question is, of course, the fantastic Michael Flatley. I'll tell you, you've never seen dancing like it in all your life. The whole show was just amazing from start to finish. But of course, there's been other shows since this particular one, namely Feet of Flames. But this is the title track of that show in question. The absolutely phenomenal Michael Flatley. Here's, of course, Lord of the Dance. Thank you. absolutely fantastic. The Lord of the Dance, the title track there from that absolutely amazing musical that was going an absolute storm back in the day with the fantastic Michael Flatley. Absolutely amazing dancer. But I suppose that was the one musical, I think, that I suppose made me appreciate just how amazing Irish dancing is. Do you know what I mean? Because I saw this documentary actually some weeks ago now on I think it was on BBC iPlayer here in the UK, and it was about Irish dancing, and it was about this competition, well, several competitions in fact, that was being held in the arena in Belfast. And you know, it showed how the students went through their paces and rehearsing and performing and all the rest of it. And it turns out they do 5 hours of training every day for 5 days a week to, you know, get up on their Irish dancing and the steps and all the rest of it. It's absolutely phenomenal the way they do it. And it must be so tiring as well. You clearly have to be so fit to be able to do Irish dancing. It's just amazing. I mean, I've tried a few steps in Irish dancing in the past, but absolutely failed miserably. you clearly have to be, you know, specially trained to be able to do it. And it's so fast as well. You know, depending on what sort of a dance you're doing, I suppose jigs or reels are the fastest ones. But the speed at which it goes is just amazing. And you know, things like Lord of the Dance, Feet of Flames, and all those types of shows just demonstrate just how fast it really is. And it's just amazing, I'll tell you. But it certainly brought to mind just how, you know, just how dedicated and fit you need to be to be able to do Irish dancing, watching that documentary. But it really was brilliant. Anyway, some great music coming your way before 3 o'clock here on Irish Radio. And hope you're enjoying at least some of the music so far, and hopefully hearing some of your favourite artists. Much more to come here on your favourite radio station.
We're the Joyce Country Killer Band. Playing away and we're doing fine. Well, if we're singing a song, won't you give us a hand? Cause we're the Joyce Country Killer Band. Friday night, off we go. Tune the fiddle, strain the bow. Oh, we take it handy for the first few sets. Sure, there's hardly anyone listening yet. And we're the Joyce Country Killer Band. We're singing a song, won't you give us a hand? Kill it, kill it, kill it, band. Cause we're the Joyce Country Killer Band. Thomas and Mary out on the floor. Well, they never lost it, that's for sure. In his Spartan shoes and his dad's white shirt. She has a brand new perm and a pleated skirt. And we're the Joyce Country Killer Band. Playing away and we're doing grand. Well, if we're singing a song, won't you give us a hand? Cause we're the Joyce Country Killer Band. Bit of Kelly! Functions, a wedding's a wakes.
Oh, shaka-laka-laka, wedding's a wakes.
Meats and salads, buns and cakes.
Oh, shaka-laka-laka, buns and cakes.
Well, if you need a few tunes, just give us a call.
Oh, shaka-laka-laka, give us a call.
For the house, the pub, or the parish hall.
Oh, shaka-laka-laka, parish hall.
And we're the Joyce Country Kakele Band.
Kakele, Kakele, Kakele.
can fairly throw them ships, all right.
Mona, Mona, Carnamona.
Oh, how are you, Madge? Are you on your own?
Mona, Mona, Carnamona.
How are you fixed for a seat back home? Cause we're the Joyce Country Caliban.
Caliban,
playing away and we're doing grand. Well, if we're singing a song, won't you give us a hand? Cause we're the Joyce Country Caliban.
What's more, Dennis?
Yes, we're the Joyce Country Caliban.
By the Joyce Country Kylie Band, the Soul Doctors. Ah, oh, great stuff. Now, did you know that the word orange doesn't actually rhyme with any other word in the dictionary? Yes, believe it or not. And did you know that horses and cows have a habit of sleeping while standing up? Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried that, folks? I don't think you could probably do it, could you? Mind you, if you were tired enough, I suppose you could. But I dare say you'd probably fall over in the end. But I'm not sure I'd recommend trying that one somehow. But yes, well, horses and cows obviously have four legs, so they have more of a chance of going to sleep standing up, I suppose. And did you know, for all you astronomers out there, this would be a good one for you guys. Did you know that there's more stars in the universe than there are grains of sand on the Earth? Yeah. That's, doesn't bear thinking about that one, does it? It's when you look up in the sky, you see so many stars, if it's, a clear, dark night. You see all those glistening stars in the sky. But there's obviously millions upon millions upon millions that you can't see that are obviously, you know, deeper into space or whatever. But to think that there's more stars in the universe, and that's just our universe. And there's many, many universes in our galaxy of the Milky Way. That's the other thing. But yet, in our universe alone, as I say, there's more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on the Earth. So that's just amazing, isn't it? And did you know that the longest goal ever scored was from a distance of over 82 metres? Wow, that was some distance, wasn't it? So my daughter and I were actually at football last Sunday, in fact, and we were watching it was a women's football, and so we were watching the women warm up before the game, as you do. And so they usually come out sort of 15, 20 minutes before kickoff, just to have a kick about and, warm up and do all different exercises and what have you. And they were doing this one particular thing where they were shooting goals and, you know, saving them and, you know, as a way of practice. And it's just amazing how far they can kick this ball. But I'm just thinking if I tried to kick a ball that far, I'd probably end up spraining my foot, I'm sure. But, these women are certainly well trained, and they're professional footballers, so you know they will have been taken through their paces tenfold. But brilliant match it was, I must say. Yes, great stuff. I'm all for women's football. It's not just for the men. Yes, it's interesting actually. There's women seem to be coming into all sorts of sports now, even rugby. I've seen women playing rugby, and you'd never really associate rugby as a women's sport, really, would you? I mean, that's so dangerous as well. Rugby, it's probably, in my opinion anyway, probably one of the easiest sports to get hurt in, rugby. And even snooker now, you see women playing snooker. And it's great stuff. Yeah, I'm all for equality. But there you go. And also, did you know that by way of making elastic bands last longer, you can store them in the fridge? Yeah, that makes them last longer, basically. It helps extend their lifespan. So I'm sure you use elastic bands in the course of your work, or you'd use them at home for whatever reason. But to make them last a bit longer, why not shove them in the fridge? There you go. Bet you didn't know that. Well, if you didn't know it, you know now. There you go. And did you know that the fastest recorded raindrop travelled at a speed of 18 miles per hour? There you go. And I'd say that's probably quite fast for a raindrop. You wouldn't think it would travel that fast now, would you? But there you go. I wonder who measures all these things, actually. Who actually measured, you know, the speed or the time it would take a raindrop to fall? I suppose there's people, researchers out there that would do that sort of stuff. But there you go. Interesting stuff, eh? Just some of the interesting facts in this world of ours. Anyway, brilliant sound of Ciarán Rosny now, and a fantastic song, certainly one of my all-time favourites, initially done by George Ezra, but here's Ciarán's countrified version of the Green Green Grass.
Green green grass, blue blue sky, you better throw a party on the day that I die. Green green grass, blue blue sky, you better throw a party on the day that I die. Well, she moves like lightning and counts to three. Then she turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist, and there's no one here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun goes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Here we go, straight out of town. Over the hill and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue skies, you better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, skies, you better throw a party on the day that I die. We go together, Adam and Eve, but the girl is so much more than just another apple thief. She's a genius, watch and learn. Now she sets the world on fire just to watch the sucker burn. Load it up when the sun goes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Here we go, straight out of town. Over the hill and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green grass, blue, blue skies, you better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue skies, you better throw a party on the day that I die. So throw a party, throw a party, throw a party on the day that I die. Let's throw a party, throw a party. Load it up when the sun goes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hill and undercover, undercover, undercover. She says, green, green grass, blue, blue skies, you better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass, blue, blue skies, you better throw a party on the day that I die. Green, green grass.
Now, the brilliant sound of Kieran Rosney and that green, green grass. Brilliant version too. I must admit, I like George Ezra's version as well, but I have to admit, I'm slightly biased, but I prefer this version, to be honest, as it's, well, more countrified than George Ezra's version. You know what? There has, in fact, over the years, been many, many tracks that have been countrified. Quite a few. Namely, The Green Green Grass, as you just heard, and this next young lady coming up in just a moment, who has done a fantastic countrified rendition of Valerie, originally done, of course, by Amy Winehouse back in the day, which did very well in the pop charts. But that will be coming up right now.
The station that brings you nothing but the best music. Irish Radio.
Irish Radio.
Hello, Regina McDermott here. You're listening to John Lawler on IrishRadio.org.
Yes, indeed, the brilliant Regina McDermott featuring Kane O'Rourke. And a brilliant countrified version of Valerie.
Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you do. In my head, I paint a picture. Since I've come on home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss you, change your hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over by me? Come on, 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 come on,
fantastic. Brilliant version there from Regina McDermott, Valerie. If you've just joined us, you're very welcome along Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. And if you have just joined us, is there any harm in asking what kept you? No, I'm only messing with you. Of course, you're very welcome along to the programme, folks. And hopefully you're enjoying at least some of the music this afternoon. And hopefully we're playing some of your favourites. But a few interesting facts for you about bananas, of all things. Facts you may not have known. Or maybe you did know, actually. But did you know that eating a banana before bed can improve sleep because it's rich in magnesium and tryptophan, which promote relaxation? So if you're ever eating bananas before you go to bed, it's a good idea. So hopefully you'll feel nice and relaxed after. And eating a handful of walnuts daily may support brain function due to their high omega-3 content. And pineapple contains bromelain, I think I've pronounced that correctly, bromelain, which is an enzyme that helps reduce inflammation and supports digestion. And chewing celery burns more calories than it contains, believe it or not, because it's quite tough. If you've ever had celery, it's quite tough to chew. It's very crunchy as well, so certainly gives the old jaw muscles plenty of exercise anyway. That obviously makes it a naturally low calorie snack. And garlic is also very good for you. It supports the immune system. A single clove of garlic contains allicin, which helps fight bacteria and viruses. And for those who like spicy food, up until very recently, I didn't really, well, it wasn't so much I didn't like it, I couldn't really tolerate a lot of spicy food, but it's only recently I've sort of come to tolerate it more. I don't even know how I've done it, to be honest, but I find I can quite tolerate spicy food now. I've gone up in the rankings to chicken balti, which is probably not that hot in the grand scheme of things, but back in the day I used to think that was so hot, but anyway, hot as in spicy. Spicy food, yeah, it's quite nice, I must admit. Making me hungry now just thinking about it. But anyway, spicy food actually temporarily boosts metabolism. Capsaicin, I think that's how you pronounce it, capsaicin, C-A-P-S-A-I-C-I-N, which is from chili peppers, raises body temperature and energy expenditure. So there you go. Spicy food is, as it turns out, good for you. Who knew, eh? It's amazing what you learn on this show, I tell you. I learned quite a bit myself, actually. Anyway, the Just Adam Band, Breathless.
The daylight's fading slowly. My time with you is standing still. I'm waiting for you only. The slightest touch and I feel weak. I cannot lie from you. I cannot hide. And I'm me.
Oh, what a version. The Just Adam Band. We're actually one of Ireland's rising country pop acts, blending modern Nashville-style production with catchy radio-friendly hooks. And they're known for their upbeat country sound and fresh energy. And they've quickly built a following across Ireland's new wave country scene as well, with polished vocals and contemporary edge. And they are fast becoming a standout name in the next generation of Irish country music. And I actually discovered them as a result of my daughter Elise, believe it or not. And she basically introduced me to them. I'd never heard of them before then, but Elise actually discovered them. And she heard a few songs by them, one of which was Breathless, which you just heard. And she played that song to me, and I absolutely loved it. So there you go. It's amazing, some of the artists you've never heard of, but I'm surprised I've never heard of them, to be honest. They're absolutely brilliant, I must admit. Anyway, thanks for that, Elise. Shania Twain. She's not impressed.
Known a few guys who thought they were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're regular original, a know-it-all. Oh, you think you're special. Oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve, just in case. And all that extra old gel in your hair, I'd lock it, cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, your car good night. Now come on baby, tell me, you must be joking, right? Oh, oh, you think you're something special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me.
Oh, Shania Twain on Irish Radio. That don't impress me much.
Uh-huh, yeah, yeah.
Takes a lot to impress our Shania.
Okay, so what do you think?
That's one of her signature hits. A sharp, playful blend of country pop attitude and late 90s confidence. Taken from her album, Come On Over, which she released in December 1998. Wow, I was 24 in 1998. What were you doing in 1998? Probably some of you weren't even born.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Katie and Tommy at the drive-in movie, parked in the very last row. They're too busy holding on to one another care about the show. Later on outside the Tasty Freeze, Tommy slips something on her head. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Daddy's waiting up till half past 12 when they come sneaking up the walk. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a row to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be will always find a way.
Trisha Yearwood. She's certainly in love with the boy.
She's in love with the boy.
That was actually her debut single from 1991 and quickly became her first number one hit as well. You know, I love a song that tells a story, and that particular song tells the story of Katie and Tommy, two small town teenagers whose young love faces a skeptical father, until Katie's mother reminds them that their own romance once looked just the same. And it's a classic early 90s storytelling, warm, reliable song, and full of heart, and it's set and it set the stage for Trisha's rise as one of the country music's most distinctive voices. Trisha Yearwood there. Absolutely brilliant stuff.
Irish Radio, your station for the best in country and Irish music.
There's just me and my old banjo. The truth I'll tell to you, I like to play a jigger reel and sing a song or two. I love to see the divers all dancing round the floor.
thinking back some years ago, growing up as a little boy, my parents bought a banjo. Sure, I thought it was a toy. I started plucking strings and put my fingers on the deck. I was sitting singing to myself, boys, it was mighty crack. There's just me and my old banjo, the truth I'll tell to you. I like to play a jigger reel and sing a song or two. I love to see the jivers all dancing round the floor, and I love to see them sweat as they walk out through the door. Our house was full of music, be it day or be it night. Some neighbors, they brought instruments, it was a powerful sight. Oh, we had such a gaily, maybe once or twice a week. Singing, playing, dancing, clapping hands and stamping feet. There's just me and my old banjo, the truth I'll tell to you. I like to play a jigger reel and sing a song or two. I love to see the jivers all dancing round the floor, and I love to see them sweat as they walk out through the door. There's just me and my old banjo, the truth I'll tell to you. I like to play a jigger reel and sing a song or two. I love to see the jivers all dancing round the floor, and I love to see them sweating as they walk out to the door. I love to see the jivers,
Paddy Tracy,
and I love to
and a story of himself and his old banjo. Oh, I tell you, I'd love to be able to play the banjo. My cousin actually played the banjo. Unfortunately, she's no longer with us. Sadly passed away a number of years ago, but she's up there in heaven, I'm sure, strumming a few strings and hopefully shining down on us. She loved the banjo. She loved Irish music as well, and she loved Irish dancing. So I dedicate all my shows in her memory as well, and in my mum's memory. My mum, Rosie, she loved Irish music as well. She loved to hear me playing it as well, so because I used to play keyboards when I was younger. I can't actually read music, believe it or not, but I can play by ear. So if you give me a sheet of music, I wouldn't be able to play it, but if you tell me the name of a song and I know the song, then I'll be able to play it. Yes, it's actually a gift, people tell me, to play by ear. Some people can't play by ear, actually. They can only read the music. So I guess it's somewhat of a gift. Anyway, Derek Ryan. I'm not sure where he's going, but I'm going too.
Wherever you're going, I'll go too. If that's alright with you. Wherever you're going, I'll go too. Sure, I wouldn't know what else to do.
Hey!
Oh, I went out one evening just to find myself a dance. I didn't know the meaning of true love or sweet romance, till I saw her sway underneath the lights. Says she, where are you heading for? And that's when I replied, wherever you're going, I'll go too. That's alright with you. Wherever you're going, I'll go too. Sure wouldn't know what else to do. Fire in her eyes, the color of her hair, a look I knew for all my life I'd follow anywhere. She whispered in my ear as the sun began to rise, swear to me, my darling, you'll never say goodbye. Wherever you're going, I'll go too. That's alright with you. Wherever you're going, I'll go too. Sure, I wouldn't know what else to do. Wherever
Wherever you're going, I'll go too. That's alright, right with you. Wherever you're going, I'll go too. Sure, I wouldn't know what else to do.
Hey!
How quick the years can pass you by when you're having fun. No matter just how fast they fly, our love will keep us young. Whatever way the road may part, I know I'll never stray. I promise to the end, love, you'll always hear me say. Wherever you go, I'll go too. If that's alright, right with you. Wherever you go, I'll go too. Sure wouldn't know what else to do. Wherever you go, I'll go too. That's alright, right with you. Wherever you go, I'll go too. Sure wouldn't know what else to do. Wherever you're going, I'll go too. That's alright, right with you. Wherever you're going, I'll go too. Sure, I wouldn't know what else to do. Wherever you're going, I'll go too. That's alright, right with you. Wherever you're going, I'll go too. Sure, I wouldn't know what else to do.
Hey! Oh, Derek Ryan, wherever you're going, I'll go too.
Hi folks, this is Nathan Carter and you're listening to my good friend John Lawler on irishradio.org.
When you walked into this room, you hardly knew anyone. Sea full of strangers crashing on the rungs. When the band strikes by the end of the night, strangers no more. I wanna dance with everybody who came through that door. Whether you came here to party or you came here to cry, whether to meet somebody, cheat somebody, get low or get high. So come on all you people with 2 feet on this floor. I wanna dance with everybody who came through that door. So throw your hands in the air, throw your hat in the ring, throw your hips and your heart into everything. Get lost in the crowd, get down on the floor. Let's dance with everybody who came through that door. Come all you saints and sinners, poets, prophets and fools. Cowboys, tricksters, hipsters, trying so hard to be cool. All you dreamers and schemers, thirsty for more. I wanna dance with everybody who came through that door.
Whoa, whoa,
let it all go.
Whoa, whoa,
shake your big soul. Throw your hands in the air, throw your hat in the ring, throw your hips and your heart into everything. Get lost in the crowd, get down on the floor. That door. Let's put aside our differences, lace up our shoes. Let's narrow the distance between me and you. Meet me in the middle, let's quit keeping score. I wanna dance with everybody who came through that door. This night is on fire like never before. I wanna dance with everybody who came through that door.
Oh, oh,
let it all go.
Oh, oh,
shake up your soul. Throw your hands in the air, throw your hat in the ring, throw your hips and your heart into everything. Turn the winds on a dime, turn the wind to the west and the water to wine. Get lost in the crowd, get down on the floor. Let's dance with everybody who came through that door. I wanna dance with everybody who came through that door.
Oh, the fantastic Nathan Carter, all the way from Liverpool. Yes, he was born in Liverpool, but you can certainly detect his Irish accent as well. And you can can certainly detect that that twang of a Liverpool accent as well. He's still got that sort of Liverpool twang, hasn't he? But talking of accents, you know, a lot of people, believe it or not, think I'm Australian. Honestly, can you believe that? The amount of people that have asked me that, am I Australian? I think I know why as well. It's probably because I say things like, for example, if someone is saying thank you for something, they say, oh, thanks for that, John. I'll say, oh, no worries. It's a kind of an Australian expression, isn't it? But it's ironic, actually, because I've got relatives out in Australia, cousins and whatnot, so maybe it comes from there, I don't know. But personally, I don't think I'm I sound Australian at all. I don't know what you guys think out there, but, well, if you do think I sound Australian, I'd be interested to know, because I don't think I sound Australian at all. If anything, I sound like an East Londoner. Well, actually, not so much an East Londoner, because some people tell me I sound posh, you know, as though I'm from North London or some sort of posh place in the UK. But again, I don't think I'm particularly posh, but I am conscious that I sound posh on the phone sometimes. But I suppose you've got to be professional, haven't you? Yes, it's a funny old world we live in, isn't it? But I'm definitely not Australian.
Oh, I wish it would rain. I wash my face clean. I want to find some dark cloud to hide in here. Oh, love and a memory sparkling like diamonds when the diamonds fall. They burn like tears when the diamonds fall. They burn like tears. Once I had a love from the Georgia plains who only cared for me. I wanna find that love at 22, here at 33. I've got a heart on my right and one on my left, and neither suits my needs. No one I love is way out west, and he never will need me. Oh, I wish it would rain. I wash my face clean. I want to find some dark cloud to hide in here. Oh, love and a memory sparkling like diamonds when the diamonds fall. They burn like tears when the diamonds fall, they burn like tears. Two-step shoes and head for the Gulf Coast plains. I wanna walk the streets of my own hometown where everybody knows my name. I wanna ride a ways down to Galveston when the hurricane's blowing. Cause the Gulf Coast water tastes as sweet as wine when the heart's rolling home in the wind. Oh, I wish it would rain and wash my face clean. I wanna find some dark cloud to hide in here.
Susan McCann, I wish it would rain.
Sparkling like diamonds when the diamonds fall.
A gentle country ballad about longing and heartbreak, and the hope that a change in the weather might wash away old memories. It's a reflective, emotional track that showcases Susan's smooth vocal style and the sincerity that's made her one of Ireland's most loved country singers. The brilliant Susan McCann there. Anyway, Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. You're very welcome along. Here's Kenny Rogers, the coward of the county.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
It never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture. As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. The Gatlin boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yellow's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let them have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatlin boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. And I heard him say, "I promised your dad not to do the things you've done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak. I didn't turn the other cheek. And Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man." Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Today is a good day.
Your favorite station.
Stay close.
Your favorite hits.
Party time, baby.
24/7 Irish Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Aisling Rafferty here, and you're listening to John Lawler on Irish Radio.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. And Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't
changing fast. We call it progress, but I just don't know. And Grandpa, let's wander back into the past and paint me a picture of long ago.
Beautiful version there of Grandpa from Aisling Rafferty. Quite an old song as well, originally done by the Jugs back in 1986. And Aisling delivered her beautiful rendition there. Tell me this, folks, do any of you have any phobias at all? I'm sure you probably do. I know I do. I'm scared of heights, for one thing. It's strange, really, because when I'm in an enclosed space, for example, if I... Whenever I've been to Blackpool, we often go up the tower, myself and my daughter. And when you go to the top of the tower, the first floor is all enclosed. You know, there's big windows all around so you can look out and all the rest of it. That doesn't scare me as such. But when you go up to the next level and beyond, which are open, you know, no windows, but there's railings and safety netting and all the rest of it, that terrifies me. I can barely look down at all. It's really, you know, scary. And even as I've recently discovered, actually, if I'm walking across a bridge over a road and you can see the road, you know, at the corner of your eye, you know, I literally can barely walk across that bridge, even though there's railings there, all because it's open. But if there was like windows either side, I'd probably be okay. You know, it's strange, isn't it? Anyway, do you know there's 50 different types of phobia altogether? Yeah, 50. There's acrophobia, which is fear of heights. That's definitely one of mine. There's arachnophobia, which is fear of spiders. There's claustrophobia, which is fear of confined or crowded spaces. Come to think of it, I'm quite, not so much scared, but anxious in closed spaces. Like if it's like in a very crowded shopping centre or something like that. And even in open spaces, like if I'm the only person, you know, walking across a field, I tend to get kind of anxious. I wonder who's behind me, sort of thing. I don't know why. Just put it down to phobia, really. But anyway, there's many more. There's cynophobia, which is fear of dogs. Haven't heard of that one, to be honest, but it's quite a common one, fear of dogs. And then you've got ophidophobia, which is fear of snakes. You've got aerophobia, which is fear of flying. And you've got tympanophobia, which is fear of needles and injections. My daughter actually suffers with that one, probably. She's very sort of nervous of needles and that sort of stuff. So, and you've got mysophobia. Nothing to do with mice. It's actually fear of germs or dirt. Yeah. And you've got hemophobia, fear of blood. And you've got nyctophobia, fear of the dark. Anybody afraid of the dark? I used to be when I was young, when I was a little fella, but not so much now. And you've got glossophobia, which is fear of public speaking. That's probably quite a common one among a lot of people. They're probably quite nervous speaking in public. I know I am. Once I get out there, as it were, then the nerves just go. To start off with, I'm often quite nervous about speaking in front of people, you know what I mean. And there's hydrophobia, which is fear of water. And a lot of animals, I guess, have that one. Cats in particular, because they don't like water. Well, a lot of them don't anyway. I know I've seen some cats, they absolutely love water, but in the grand scheme of things, they really don't like water at all. So there you go, just some of the phobias out there. Some of them you wouldn't even have heard of, would you? Anyway, back to the music. Here's John McNichol, After All These Years.
My darling, come to me. Sit you down easily and rest a while near the soft firelight. Cold is the night, warm is my heart with pride, having you by my side. You're still my guiding light after all these years. Your soft assuring ways, the rock I lean on, saw me through my darkest days when all hope had gone. You're still the only one I'll ever hold near, and I love you after all these from me passes on, and I'm growing old. A lifetime nearly gone, I cannot unfold. Night's dark and cold, but warm is your hand in mine. Feeble with ageless time, light of love still shines after all these years. Your soft assuring ways, the rock I lean on, saw me through my darkest days when all hope had gone. You're still the only one I'll ever hold near, and I love you after all these years. I still love you after all these years.
Beautiful. After All These Years, John McNichol, brilliant version. Anyway, a few more phobias for you. There's entomophobia, which is fear of insects. Then you have xenophobia. Ever heard of that one? That's fear of strangers or foreigners. And then there's social phobia, which speaks for itself, fear of social situations. Then there's astrophobia, which is fear of thunder and lightning. And there's nosophobia. Nothing to do with noses, though. It's actually fear of having a disease. And there's allurophobia. What do you think that one is? That's fear of cats, believe it or not. Yes, and you have chlorophobia. That's fear of clowns. Yeah, believe it or not, some people are scared of clowns. Especially those ones you see in the horror movies. Now, those clowns I really don't like, but, you know, clowns you see in the circus, they're brilliant, they are. And you've got also philophobia. That's fear of falling in love. Yes, I'm sure they make these up, some of them. Some of them I've never even heard of. I'm sure you haven't either. And you've got chronophobia. Now, you may actually be able to work out what that one is. Chronophobia. It comes from chronological. So, I'm sure you know chronological is to do with time. And so, chronophobia is fear of time or the passing of time. Yeah. There you go. And there's isolophobia, which is fear of being alone. There's megalophobia, fear of large objects. Oh, honestly, where did I get these names from? I'm sure they make up half of them. Daniel O'Donnell, don't forget to remember.
Oh, my heart won't believe that you have left me. I keep telling myself that it's true. I can get over anything you want, my love, but I can't get myself over you. Don't forget to remember me and the love that used to be. I still remember you. I love you. In my heart lies a memory to tell the stars above. Don't forget to remember me, my love. On my wall lies a photograph of you, girl. Though I try to forget you somehow, you're the mirror of my soul, so take me out of my home. Let me try to go on living right now. Don't forget to remember me and the love that used to be. I still remember you. I love you.
Originally done, of course, by the Bee Gees back in 1969. And that was Daniel O'Donnell's fantastic version of it. Don't forget to remember the title track of his album. Don't forget to remember. Brilliant stuff. Irish Radio for this Sunday afternoon. Hope life is treating you well. Lovely song, this one. A song built on gratitude, reflection, and the values that guide us through life. Tony Clark, Hand Upon My Heart.
Well, put your hands upon my heart and help me live again. And put your hands upon my soul and set me free. If every day made another day, if all you said was real, and if time could help me see again, well, that's all I want to feel. Well, put your hands upon my heart and help me live again. Put your hands upon my soul and set me free. Be my lover, you're gonna have to be my friend. So put your hands upon my heart and help me breathe again. Every time that I hold you, I would fall in love with you. And every time I would ask you, you would always say I do. If every day was a living dream, and every night I'd be with you, every hour we would be alone with nothing else to do. Well, put your hands upon my heart and help me live again. Put your hands upon my soul and set me free. If you wanna be my lover, you're gonna have to be my friend. So put your hands upon my heart and help me breathe again. Put your hands upon my heart.
Oh, beautiful. Tony Clark, Hand Upon My Heart. Well, that's just about it from me for this Sunday afternoon. Hope you've enjoyed at least some of the music this afternoon. I'm back, of course, next Monday between 1 and 3, so I do hope you'll join me then. Leaving you with the Lilton Fishermen to play us out. Have yourselves a great rest of Sunday and a great week next week, and I shall be back with you live next Sunday between 1 and 3. Until then, take care.